Middle East, people are saying, will Islam rule the world as it claims it will? And will the Antichrist be a Muslim? There have recently been several books written asserting that the Antichrist will be a Muslim and that Islam will be the power that imposes the Great Tribulation upon mankind. Today, we want to see if this teaching is biblical. In our last segment of End of the Age, we discovered absolute proof that Islam is specifically prophesied in the Bible. In Revelation 6, 1 through 8, there are four horses, a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and a green horse. According to Zechariah 6, 5, these four horses are four spirits that will capture the hearts and minds of men in the end time. There are four major belief systems in our world today. Their official colors are the exact four colors of the four horses of Revelation 6. White, red, black, and green. Catholicism, white. Communism, red. Capitalism, black. Islamism, green. Now, is this amazing or what? We're talking about the four major belief systems of this time for which the prophecy was written match perfectly with the four horses of Revelation chapter number 6 and Zechariah chapter number 6. Now, there's one more thing we need to notice. The era of the green horse is now. We're living through a time of tremendous assertion by Islam. It's all through Europe. It's raging through the Middle East right now. So we live in the green horse era right now. You're getting ready to see a video clip of some of the demonstrations in downtown Cairo, Egypt, before the overthrow of the government of Hosni Mubarak. Now, you're going to see something most remarkable. You're going to see in the middle of these demonstrations a shadowy horse and rider shows up right in the middle of the picture. Now, this video was shot by Euronews, and when I first saw it, my first impression was, hold on a minute, someone's playing with Photoshop. They put this in there for some reason. But then it dawned on me, why would they put a green horse right in the middle of all these Islamic demonstrations in Cairo? They don't even know the green horse stands for Islam. They don't know that prophecy. As far as I knew, End Time Ministries was the only ministry in the world that was teaching this. So when I saw this, I was stunned by it. Now, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe say it was Photoshopped. I don't know what to say. But I don't know how they even knew what to do without the knowledge from the Bible. As far as I know, we're the only ministry teaching that. So we're going to look at the video now, and you tell me what you think. Here it goes. You see there right in the middle of the picture, the green horse? Now it moves off, and then it vanishes over the crowd. Look at it again. Here it goes. There's the green horse. Now it's moving again through the crowd, this time slower. And then gone. One more time. There's the green horse again. Now this is an Islamic demonstration here. What's God saying to us? Is he saying this is Islam? Wow. Remarkable, right? Okay, so let's look now at Revelation chapter number 6, verse 9 through 11, because the green horse prophecy is given in verses 7 and 8. The very next verse, verse number 9, starts a description about the Great Tribulation. So we're in the Islamic era right now. And very soon after that, I can't tell you exactly how long, months or years, we're going to move into the 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. Now, notice what it says here in verse number 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So we watch these people that have been killed, persecuted for the name of Jesus, and they said, how long, Lord? And he said, you just wait. The great tribulation is not quite over yet. But as soon as your fellow brethren are killed as you were, everything will be fulfilled. Well, we move right from there to the next verse. Now, that was verse 9 through 11. We now go to verse 12 through 16, and we see the second coming of Jesus Christ. So you have Islam, the era of Islam, then you have the great tribulation, and then you have the second coming of Jesus Christ. Listen to it, starting with verse 12 of chapter number 6. I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the heaven departed as a scroll. Heaven's departing. When it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. So what is this? The heavens departing, Jesus Christ appearing, the people of the earth that had rebelled against God, that did not serve God, now they cry out in fear. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. Mountains and islands moved out of their places. Those are descriptions in other passages of the Bible of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's what this is here. So get it firmly in your mind. We've got the era of Islam. Then we have the great tribulation, 3.5 years, and then the second coming. Exactly how far from the time we are right now until the beginning of the great tribulation, can't tell you that for sure, but it can't be too long. Okay, now our question is, will Islam rule the world? In order to answer that question, we need to take a look at what the world will look like right before the second coming, right before the Battle of Armageddon. We're given a fabulous snapshot in Revelation chapter number 17, starting with verse number 1. Listen to it. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now remember, this is all symbolic language. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. So look at this image of Revelation chapter 17. We've got a seven-headed, 10-horned beast, and we have a harlot riding on the back of that beast. Now, you're going to find out that this is a picture of the world government in alliance with religion just before Armageddon and just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Well, if you go back 4 chapters to chapter 13, we see this same seven-headed, 10-horned beast, only with more information. Verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. This is chapter 13, verse 1, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Okay, a lot more detail. Doesn't say anything in Revelation 17 about the leopard, about the lion, about the bear, about the 10-horned kingdom. It does say the 10 horns. It does say the 7 heads. But it gives a very quick general description. But it's obviously the same thing. Now, here in the passage of Revelation 13, it explicitly states that this beast, a beast in Bible prophecy, always represents a nation or a kingdom. This beast will devour the whole earth. The Bible says the whole world wonders after the beast. So what does all this mean? If we don't understand this, we cannot see what the world is going to look like right at the end time, right before the second coming. However, if we go back to the Old Testament, in Daniel chapter number 7, we get to see all the details. Because in Daniel 7, there's not one beast, there's four. It says in the passage, the fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom. So it's very clear that these beasts symbolize kingdoms. The first beast was a lion. There just happens to be a major nation today whose recognized symbol is the lion. Look under lion in a good dictionary. It'll say the symbol of a country, Great Britain. The second beast was the bear. There's a major nation today whose recognized symbol is the bear. You see it all the time on the front page of Time magazine, on the front page of The Economist magazine. The bear is Russia, the Russian bear. So God is talking about nations that will be on the earth at the time of his second coming. Now let's go back to the lion for a moment. The lion had eagle's wings. There's a major nation today whose recognized symbol is the eagle. You know it well. It's on the back of your dollar bill. So the United States of America is the eagle. The eagle is depicted as coming out of the lion. Where did the United States of America come from? Our mother country is Great Britain. Of course, it even states in the prophecy that he watched until the wings were plucked. Okay, now let's look at the leopard. The leopard, the body of the leopard, is Germany. Dominion was given to the leopard, and the leopard had on its back four wings of a fowl. There has been the Franco-German alliance since World War II. Together, Germany and France, with Germany being the stronger partner, they have built the European Union, the United States of Europe, until it's a very powerful force today. Well, how is France then represented? Well, France has an official emblem. Look it up for yourself. The official emblem of France is the rooster. What does the prophecy say? On the back of the leopard, four wings of a fowl. A rooster is a fowl. The last beast is the ten-horned beast. It's a ten-nation alliance that will come out of the European Union. So these are listed as separate in Daniel 7, but by the time we see it in Revelation chapter number 13, they have now merged into the New World Order through the process we're presently experiencing called globalization. We are moving into global governance right now, which is just another way of saying world government. We are moving into it right now. And these powers are the powers that are going to make up the end time one world government. It will be Great Britain. It'll be Russia. It will be Germany. And it will be the powers of Europe. We're going to see more about that in just a couple of minutes. Okay, now let's go back to Revelation 17. That's where we began. This is a snapshot of the world as it will be just before the second coming. You've got this beast. Now, there's something else about the beast that we're told in Revelation 17. It says the beast is a scarlet-colored beast. I wonder what that means. Well, scarlet is red. We've already discovered that the red horse is socialism or communism. So this is teaching us that the government of the Antichrist is going to be a socialistic government. Now, we should already know that because in the book of Revelation chapter 13, it's described that during this time, every person will have to have a mark or a number without which they will be unable to buy or sell. We're going to be in a totally controlled economy. So we know that all these powers are going to go together, and yet they will be socialistic in their nature. We have to ask one more very important question. Back in Revelation 17, there's this harlot riding upon this beast. What can that mean? Well, a woman in Scripture is used to symbolize a church. A virgin, a pure woman, symbolizes the true church. An example of this is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. The Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, "I have espoused you as a chaste virgin unto one husband," speaking unto Jesus Christ. The church is to be the bride of Christ. However, a false church or a backslidden church, there's also a woman used to symbolize that in Scripture, but not a virgin. Instead, a harlot. That's done in Revelation chapter number 17. There's an example of this in the Old Testament. In Judges chapter 2, verse 17, it states there that Israel went a-whoring after other gods. And that terminology is used in many places in the Old Testament. So this woman, a harlot, represents backslidden Christianity, both Protestant and Catholic. Most of the Christian world today has fallen from the true early church model and has compromised the truths of the Bible and have gone into apostasy. This is a prediction about that. So, both Protestantism and Catholicism will join themselves with the one world government of the Antichrist. The Bible teaches, along with the Antichrist, there will be a religious leader on earth, and he's called in the scriptures the false prophet. So, the false prophet, and we can prove this, is going to be the world's most famous Christian, and he's going to lead most of Christianity straight into the arms of the Antichrist and his one world government. It is going to be one of the most massive deceptions in the history of the world. Now, let's continue on with our question. So, what happens to Islam? If the world government at the time of the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist, if it's dominated by Europe, by Germany, by Great Britain, by Russia, by the 10 nations of the European Union, if that is true, and if the dominant religion is this woman in coalition with this European power, then what happened to Islam? Right now, people are saying Islam's going to rule the world. Many people are believing the Antichrist is going to be Islamic. And there's a lot of fear in people's hearts. Well, there should be fear in our hearts, but probably not toward Islam, but toward this apostate religion. Remember the European powers of the last 1,000 years? They've always been ruled by a coalition between politics and religion. Ever since Pope Leo III put the crown on the head of Charlemagne, saying, "I now pronounce you emperor of the Holy Roman Empire." That happened on Christmas Day in 800 AD. Since that time, for the next 1,000 years, we've always seen this political leader from Europe and this spiritual leader from Italy always working together to try to rule the world as they think it should be ruled. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing in Revelation chapter number 17. So, if Islam is not going to rule the world, what has happened to it? Because it seems like it's such a formidable force right now. Well, there's a prophecy, another prophecy about Islam in Revelation chapter 9, verse number 13. Let's go there now. "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them." When I looked at this passage and it says to kill the third part of men, the third part of mankind is what most translations say, I realized that here I was looking at a prophecy of the greatest war the world has ever known. I mean, World War II killed 52 million. This would be 2.3 billion, 40 times World War II. And yet it's there in the Bible. It's prophesied. There's no chance it will not happen. Also notice, while we're here at the scripture, notice that this war will begin from the Euphrates River. So we know two things. A war is coming that's going to kill 1 out of 3 on this planet. And this war will begin from the Euphrates River. Let's take a look at our map real quick here. to see where the Euphrates River is. If this is where war is coming from, and by the way, this war is probably the next major event on God's prophetic time clock. This war begins in the Euphrates River. The Euphrates starts in Turkey, then it enters Syria, then it flows on down through Iraq, all the way through Iraq, emptying itself into the Persian Gulf, right along the Iranian border. Notice who controls the Euphrates River. Turkey is 99% Islamic. Syria is 92% Islamic. Iraq is 98% Islamic. Every inch of the Euphrates River is under Islamic control. So if the war emanates from here, then obviously Islam is going to be in this war, going to be a principal participant in this war that kills 2.3 billion. So where do all the fatalities come from? I mean, this is an unprecedented carnage. Since Islam does not appear in the end time prophecy of Revelation 17, the government of the Antichrist, it has either been wiped out and become a non-factor, or else it's been greatly weakened. Now, Islam's population right now is about 1.5 billion. We've got to have 2.3 billion dead in light of today's population of a total of 6.8 billion. So there's going to be a whole lot more than Islamic people killed. And I'm not saying that all of Islam will be killed. In everything I'm telling you, I'm horrified. Whether it's Islamic people, American people, Chinese people, the level of this death count is just absolutely terrible. It's beyond horrible. Well, where do we get another billion people? At least another billion have to die. We know that China is the number one threat to America's world leadership. Most people say that China will become the leader of the world during this 21st century. And we can already feel it happening. We owe China $1.7 trillion right now. But the thought of the Marxist dictatorship of China ruling the whole world, dominating the world, that's not a very good thought to most of us. But China has 1.3 billion citizens. She could lose a billion in a war. If there's a full-scale nuclear exchange, which there will have to be, you don't kill 2.3 billion people without it. It's easy to see that China could lose a billion people. China could be totally wiped off the map. Now, how could this happen? Well, if we get involved in war with the Middle East, let's say with Iran, which is a very high likelihood right now, if we get tied down in a massive war, which we may be moving into at this present time, if we do, that's when nations around the world move to settle old scores. Well, China says she's going to take back Taiwan, preferably by diplomacy, but if not by diplomacy, by force. When Chiang Kai-shek left the mainland of China in 1949, when the communists took over China, Chiang Kai-shek fled to Formosa, which today is Taiwan, and he took all of China's gold reserves with him. Taiwan still has that gold. Taiwan has the second largest gold reserves in the whole world. China wants that back. She claims it rightfully belongs to her. And China says, we're going to take Taiwan back by force if necessary. If the United States of America gets tied down in the Middle East, that may be China's sign to move, and that may bring China into the war. Furthermore, China is an ally of Iran and is getting massive oil supplies from Iran. So you can see the whole thing is building and how it could all develop. In our next segment, we will continue our study entitled, Will Islam Rule the World? We will discover where the Antichrist will come from and what the force will be that perpetrates the Great Tribulation upon mankind. Our 14 lessons now include the United States discovered in the Bible, New World Order is world government, Islam in Bible prophecy, World War III, Israel's God-given destiny, Israel, God's prophetic time clock, Holy Roman Empire reborn, Antichrist and the false prophet, 666, Mark of the Beast, the secret pact between Gorbachev and the Vatican, when all religions become one, the seven trumpets, the second coming, and the kingdom of God established on earth. You want to have all 14 of these marvelous prophecy lessons. If you go through these 14 DVDs, each of them 1 hour, you are going to know more about Bible prophecy than the average student graduating from theological seminary. We need to know where we are right now. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. So the number to call is, one more time, 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or go to endtime.com.